recreate life in a way that was hidden from me before. A dream of form and days of thought. Who is it who says that? I forget, but it is what Dorian Gray has been to me. The merely visible presence of this lad, for he seems to me little more than a lad. Though he is really over 20, he is merely visible presence. Ah, I wonder, can you realize all that that means? Unconsciously, it's for me the lines of a fresh school, a school that is to have in itself all the passion of the romantic spirit, all the perfection of the spirit that is Greek, the harmony of soul and body, how much that is we in our madness separated the two and have invented a realism that is bestial and duality that is void. Harry, if you only knew what Dorian Gray is to me, you remember that landscape of mine for which I knew offered me such a huge price but which I would not part with. It is one of the best things I have ever done. And why is it so? Because while I was painting Dorian Gray sat beside me. Basil, that is quite wonderful. I must see Dorian Gray. Howard got up from his seat and walked up and down the garden. After some time, he came back. You don't understand, Harry, he said. Dorian Gray is merely to me a motive in art. He is never more present in my work. No image of him is there. He is simply a suggestion, as I have said, of a new manner. I see him.